The femme fatales of horror. Women, so often referred to as the gentler sex, in this volume at least, is an unfounded and unlikely description. From their minds and pens come a series of macabre, twisted tales that are anything but gentle. But as they weave their magic, usually black, and mesh you into their narrative, you just know sugar and spice and all things nice are not likely to be what little girls really are made of. The Mortal Immortal by Mary Shelley. July the 16th, 1833. This is a memorable anniversary for me. On it, I complete my 323rd year. The Wandering Jew? Certainly not. More than 18 centuries have passed over his head. In comparison with him, I'm a very young immortal. Am I then immortal? This is a question which I've asked myself by day and night for now 303 years, and yet cannot answer it. I detected a grey hair amidst my brown locks this very day. That surely signifies decay. Yet it may have remained concealed there for 300 years, for some persons have become entirely white-headed before 20 years of age. I will tell my story, and my reader shall judge for me. I will tell my story and so contrive to pass some few hours of a long eternity. Become so wearisome to me, forever. Can it be to live forever? I have heard of enchantments in which the victims were plunged into a deep sleep to wake after 100 years as fresh as ever. I have heard of the seven sleepers. Thus to be immortal would not be so burthensome. But oh, the weight of never.